Hello, welcome to the second installment of A What to Read. I'm your host, Prashasti, and today's episode's feature will be a novel called Tour de Force by Elizabeth White. It's a pretty recent novel, published in 2009. It's kind of a ballet slash Christian. I mean, I am a firm believer in God, but not to the extent where I would, you know, read books about it. So it was a new type of novel for me. Just the way that it's written, because it has two alternating protagonists whose life interacts, like, they meet each other, like, twice a year or so. And when they're not, you know, with each other physically, they're always wishing that they could be with another. So, I mean, let me just introduce the protagonist. There's Julian Kincaid, who's a 21-year-old rising ballerina. And there's Jacob Farrar, I think he's 27. He's a ballet producer. And currently he's just producing like school ballet productions and stuff. So he sees Julian, well, short for Julian, at her ballet show, and she is the lead. And throughout the scene, you can just see, like, you can visualize Julie so well because she's so small. And since her hair's short, it doesn't stay in the, you know, normal ballerina bun. But you see her, like, running through the stage and all those things. And that's another thing which I liked about this novel. There's description, but there's not overflowing amounts of it. So that was a nice difference between, you know, books that I like to read and school books. Also, I think what this book has that appeals to me would definitely be the structure of it. Like I said earlier, two alternating protagonists. Also, she writes it in such a way that you know that they only meet each other like twice a year for Christmas and stuff, but you don't realize how time passes when you're reading it. Like in the novel, one day Jilly's at ballet practice and the next day she's with Jacob, and all of a sudden, I mean, you pass it chapters where they're not with each other, and but you don't realize it because they go so quickly, and I like that. It's kind of a short book, not really. It's about 326 pages, but my version of the book has pretty big font, so there's that. I would say it's a pretty popular book. There's some good reviews on the internet. And this is a Jacob meets Jilly at her ballet show, and he recruits her for his new, like, show that he's producing all by himself, and he's the artistic director of it. So that's how the relationship forms, and you don't really get, like, it's the type of romantic relationship because they're not invested in each other. Like, it's obvious that they're friends. Like, it's obvious to everyone. But you don't get, like, that type of attraction. It's not there. So that, I think that was why this book was so different from the other books I read, too. A good chunk of this book has to do with ballet because that's, like, the backdrop of it. And what I really liked about what White did was she provided a glossary of ballet terms, which she uses frequently in the novel, and it's only, like, a page back and forth, so, like, just in case I didn't know what was going on, I could always refer back to this in the front of the novel, so there's that. Overall, it was a good book, but not, like, too excellent. It was okay. It could be better. There wasn't that much interaction with other people, just besides, like, the two protagonists, so I just felt like they were in a world of their own. So I wish she could have, you know, made them interact with other people. I liked it. I would definitely recommend that other people read it. It's not really funny. It's kind of angst because it's about believing. It's about having faith in God. And although, like, this isn't a pro-God podcast, but I just think that, you know, it's a nice fictional novel. And it really, like, exposes you to the world that we live in. There's so many other people just like Jilly, although they may not be professional dancers, but, you know, whatever they do, they believe in God and they always have faith in Him. There was this one instance where in the novel, when practicing for ballet, Jilly tripped and fell and she had to be taken to the doctor, and he said that she wouldn't be able to perform ballet for another 3 years because there was some injury to her spine. And for weeks she was in the hospital and she couldn't move, but she still had faith in God. And I mean, this is a real fictional miracle, but she was eventually able to get up and soar through the air. Yeah, I mean, that was kind of cliched, but so yeah, I would definitely recommend that everyone read it. And thank you for listening. I will see you next time.